All right.
Welcome, guys. How are you? Bring me up to date.
I'm good. I don't know who else is on. I literally just dialed in, so. Anybody there? Well, right now it's you and me, Rob. How things?
Come on, Ed.
I'm on, yes.
Hello, Chris is on, too.
There's Chris, okay.
And Kenny will be on in a minute. He's finishing up a phone call.
Okay, good. All right.
Well, good. Well, how are you? How is Supernova? Give me some fabulous success stories.
The successful one.
I did have a bit of a breakthrough, which I thought was, if I could have recorded it for you, Rob, you would have loved it. So, working on the center of influence list, and I'm on a couple of boards. One of the smaller boards I'm on, he's retired for many years. He headed a bank in Queens. You know, he's the CEO of a bank. And he's on a lot of boards, one of which is the hospital board. And I just, we started chatting a little bit about work, and I invited him. I said, you know what, I just completely revamped my business, and I hired a consultant, and I want to run it by you and see what you think and if it makes any sense, you know, because I know you know the financial services industry, et cetera. And he said, sure. So, you know, it took a week or so, but we went and had, a cup of coffee in town. And he was just like, well, you got to meet this guy, and you got to meet this guy, and, you know, you got to come to this meeting. And it was all good stuff. And I'm literally I'd say 2 to 3 days later, the head of the foundation for the bank, I'm sorry, not for the bank, for the hospital, called me up, and he's going to have a minor surgery tomorrow, but I'm going to meet with him next week. So it really, and there's more, you know, he's saying, you know, you have to get into this retirement community, and he is probably going to be a really good COI, and we like each other. We get along well. He knows me. And, you know, it was just, as I was sitting, and then Kenny walks in, believe it. It was on a weekend. I met him on a Saturday, and Saturday Kenny was out visiting in Orient, and he walks in with his girlfriend. He was like, hey, so he met Kenny too. But, you know, he followed up. I got a surprise phone call from the head of the board the head of the foundation. And, you know, this guy's job is fundraising, and they go after big numbers there. You know, they raise, you know, $10-15 million for their hospital endeavors, and they know how to go after big money. So that's my, you know, I was pretty pumped up about that. And we had a team, you know, I talked to on a Monday call with the guys about how my view of centers of influence is probably in the past myopic. I thought COI equals CPA is how my mind worked. And, you know, the more I'm looking at it in the calls, et cetera, the more I'm discovering that it's not. It could be anybody. You know, I got a referral, or someone referred us, I haven't hooked up yet, in one of my calls last week, who was a real estate broker in Brooklyn. And, it's just, I had a monthly call with her this morning, actually. And it just, they have a, you know, we have to, as a team, we talked about it, we've got to start to identify centers of influence with a broader net when we start to look at them. It really comes down to, you know, not just who they know. You know, if they're in traffic, it's great. If they have access to the type of people we want for clients, it's even better. But they've got to be people that are, I guess, advocates, you know. So, and this guy is definitely an advocate. He's, and I don't manage his money, but he's asking me questions about it. So, you know, he was opening up. He was telling me that the hospital in Greenport's got a 401k, and he met with the guy, and the guy told him to do this, and, you know, he looked at his wife and basically gave her the no way look. So, yeah, whatever. So, and he gave me, you know, a little bit of history. So, to me, the approach I took was asking for help. You know, how can I do this? What would you tell me to do? How, you know, help me with this if you can. Tell me to stop doing something if I'm doing something wrong. And I just remember from my old training that, you know, most people, if they're asked, would help somebody. You know, it's just normal human nature. So anyway, that was my happy story from last week.
And pretty good one.
It just sucks. Yeah, thanks. So that's it. That, you know, that's what I've discovered and what I'm looking at more and more. So I think you guys want to add anything, Chris? Kevin?
Well, I mean, I was I had a meeting or a lunch scheduled 2 weeks ago, which was unfortunately canceled by the guy. I called him the day before, and he said he had something come up. And then we had a funeral, and I went away on vacation, so I haven't been able to reach out to him again.
Hmm.
So I've got nothing in that regard. Sorry, unfortunately.
Yeah. Rob.
Yes.
What I would like to do. And, you know, we talked about this. We've got the monthly calls going down pretty well. They're, you know, they're regularly scheduled. They're being made. We're keeping notes. We're starting to do, you know, make sure everybody gets a refreshed financial plan. I really want to start to focus on the acquisition side. So, it's to the point now that we're doing the monthly calls for 6 months that it's like, you know what you're going to do. You know, it's almost like I can recognize what week it is based on the calls. Or I know who's coming up just because they've been coming up for the last 6 months. It's the in between those calls that we want to start to focus on. The, you know, developing of leads, the developing of referrals. I think we've been very gentle. I have with asking for referrals with clients, but been starting to do it, and I think it's time, and I think it's going to work. But I was just as a focus that I would like to, you know, spend some time on in the coming months. Because that's really ultimately is the goal of the goal is to grow. What are your thoughts?
All right. So you use a great transition. What you're looking, you know, what you used was a transition term. I hired a consultant that establishes the rationale for what comes next, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we're talking about acquisition. So you hired the consultant. What did he say about acquisition? Well, we went and put our heads together, and we decided that we thought that this made a lot of sense. Whatever this happens to be, right?
Right.
It's your. You know, you decide you want to work with hospital administrators, you want to work with hospitals, you want to work with doctors, you want to work with whatever you decide. So that's that's what, now you're sitting with that person, executive director of the hospital or somebody like that, and you say, So that was our plan. What do you think? Which is what you said. You kind of said, I need your help. But what you're really asking for is advice. And the words are really important here. You want to be confident. You don't want to feel, you know, like you're begging.
No, I agree. I think the words are extremely important. And I think it's prudent to really get the words established ahead of time so it comes out confidently and smoothly and naturally and is effective.
Well, let's say you decide through our conversations that you want to work on three different niches. So then you go to what would be a center of influence inside each of those niches. And you say to them the same thing to each one of them. I'm thinking of building our practice. I hired a consultant. We went through. We looked at what I like, what I don't like, things, you know, where we think the opportunities are. We enhanced our service experience. We really are excited about what we're doing. And as part of our effort to grow, we looked at this particular niche. And you wouldn't say that, but you'd say we looked at hospitals, physicians.
Mm.
We think going forward.
I think for my dad, just to make it a little more drilled down, it'd be like the North Fork of Long Island. Like he's sort of trying to position himself as the specialist, like the wealth management firm for the North Fork out there. Like there's a lot of money out there. It's not specialized on a profession, but more location. And I think that's resonated with a few people like Tom Murray.
It has. Okay. All right, so what you'd say in this particular case is I'm interested in focusing on hospitals or on people in the healthcare industry in the North Fork, all right? And they go,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're really willing to make a commitment to this. Yes. All right. And what I would like you to, you know, what's his name, Tom?
Yeah, his name is Tom, right?
Yes. So you'd say, Tom, what I would, first of all, let me ask you, do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's kind of what I did, which was.
All right, so those are the words.
That worked.
So do you think this is a good idea? Now, whatever you said got him excited, all right? So just write that down. Do you think this is a good idea? It's very simple, but it's very short, and it's basically an asking for advice. It's the most single most powerful thing you can do to another human being to make them feel of value. And all of us all day are hoping somebody makes us feel of value. He just made him feel.
Still waiting.
Right. So the second thing you say is this. All right. Once he goes, yes, this is great, and I can do this, I can do this. All right. So if you were me, Tom, how would you go about it?
Right.
Right. Which is what you got across. You may have said it in different words. And remember, shorter is always better.
Yep.
And the more you let them talk, the better.
Absolutely.
Right, so now he's telling you, and you're nodding, and you're writing. Okay?
Yep.
So you're nodding. You're like, okay, good. That's a great idea.
Taking notes.
And nodding, and you're writing. Right? And then he's
yep.
going to keep going on, and you're going to get all kinds of great ideas. And he's going to,
and he's going to
be involved in them. You know, we meet every Tuesday. I'd like you to come along. I'll introduce you. He virtually said what we dream will happen.
No, it really was a dream come true.
Yeah. And now the key is for you to be as excited as he was and follow up. So don't wait. Don't think I've let so much time pass or anything. No. he's all in, you got to be all in.
You know what? That's a good point. I was thinking about that. You know, he set up this call, and the call did come in, and I'll meet this guy, but I think I was kind of like getting antsy to get back to him and see what he thinks about getting into another organization, which is the it's a retirement community there.
Right.
Which, you know, so I think maybe I'll do it. I'll call.
I was on the board of retirement community for 10 years. I can I can tell you about that, okay? I can tell you how to do it and what to do and, how, you know, what's there, what's not there, et cetera.
Well, that's great.
What's
we
there?
Do have.
What's there? Yeah,
what is there?
Well, what's there is you. It depends on how they're organized. So you want to know how they're organized. You want to meet with the executive director, find out how they're organized. Where, you know, in our particular case, we were virtually an annuity, right? So people came in, and we were the Type A, they call it, where you actually turn over, you buy a room or a home, and
right.
And you turn over that amount of money to the community with the agreement that you will never be kicked out if you ever run out of money. But you get, in this case, you get no money back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now what's that? That's a contract. So you really got an annuity there. So that money has to be managed like in the modern Department of Labor terms, like a fiduciary, all right? So you need to make sure that you don't lose that money, because when Mrs. Knapp is 94 and runs out of money, you got to have the money to keep her there.
Exactly.
Right? So it's really like it's like managing money for an insurance company. And usually a lot of money.
I totally understand that. This community, I think, is probably a higher-end community. I understand they're very wealthy.
It's a high-dollar buy-in.
High-dollar buy-in, all of that stuff. And I do know what Tom told me is, and it's not that huge, it's not like expansive, but it's like a development, if you will. And, you know, they kick in money for the Christmas, you know, for bonuses for all the people that do everything. And last year it was well over $300,000.
Oh, wow.
That went into the kitty. So, you know, that's a lot of money. Now, the approach I'm looking for is not to manage the annuity fund or something like that, which if that comes up, that'd be absolutely fine, but to offer Caulfield Wealth Management to the community, because I am part of that, you know, I'm not part of that retirement community, but I live 3 miles down the road. My family's been out there forever. They see the team in the newspaper every week. We even have a former family, you know, my brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law, if they got did the divorce, but, you know, he works here. So these people know me, and the executive director, my stepdad, passed away 2 weeks ago, and he came to to the funeral.
And, so, I was on a plane with both of them yesterday on my way back from Orlando.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. No shit.
Couldn't you change your
siren,
seat, Chris? No kidding.
Yeah, no, they just, you know, coincidentally, they were coming back from a meeting in Indianapolis. That was their their layover was in Orlando. Daryl comes and walks up to me. It's like, oh my God, what are you doing here?
Really? That's amazing. All right. So anyway, we're not total strangers. So,
right.
How, with your experience of, you know, what a blueprint of a retirement community looks like, how would you advise us to go to that executive director or whatever, looking to be in front of the 250 residents that are there?
All right, so don't get too excited about this, because No, I'm serious because it, you know, I always in my 10 years I looked at it you know, in detail. Anybody that's 85 years old has partial dementia. Okay? So
okay.
The average age of the people there
that's my favorite client.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you're approaching 63, I think that's close to.
I resemble that remark.
You do.
To the 63rd birthday tomorrow.
So the average client there is 85, all right, I guess. Our average client at your firm is, let me think, 65 and has been since 1970. So they're going to be these situations where the age. So from that point of view, you really don't want to do business with everybody there. What you want is younger people that are moving in, all right?
Mm.
So they're moving in maybe at age 75, one of them's sick, one of them's not. They're making a big transition. The kids are probably involved. And so it's, they still feel vibrant, they still control their assets, and they're very, and they have plenty of time on their hands. So what you do is you say, look, we'd like to come in, and you do this over, you know, say, look, we'll make a 5-year commitment to you guys to come in quarterly and for free, do an educational seminar on investing, and we'll start with, you know, simple stuff. We'll move from stocks and bonds to an outlook on the, you know, we can do it quarterly. You can come in and do an outlook on the future, an economic report from our chief economist. We can talk about interesting topics that are current events in terms of economics.
Or the financial impact of moving into a nursing home.
You could do that. Things, you know, things to be aware of when you're moving in, things to kind of keep in mind. Your life is changing. They probably know more about that than you do, though. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I like the 5-year commitment, though.
Yeah, the 5-year commitment is, and especially when you tell them you're not going to sell them anything. Remember, part of our game today, and I'm writing this book called The Joy of Supernova, and part of it is giving to give, just simply giving in order to give, giving in order to feel the joy of giving and giving back to the community because you've been less than successful. And that's the way I would go at it, all right, with, you know, when and people will approach you. And people will ask, but if you go in there thinking we got to get this many accounts out of it, it's not worth our time, et cetera, you got to go in thinking, I'm really not going to get anything out of this. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to help these people. I'm here to help. And when you meet with the executive director, you say, now, how do you think we can help? All right, not I need your help. How can we help? All right, and that's going to change the way, you know, what do you think these folks need? You know, what do you think they could use? What kind of help do they need?
Right.
There's two ways for them to buy long-term care.
they're there. That's it.
They're there. Yeah, they're there. So, you know, I would stick with things that aren't too complicated, that are kind of entertaining, and make it kind of fun for you. You know?
Yeah, no. I mean, I would be able to do whatever they want, you know. I think that's a good idea. I think I'll go after that tomorrow, maybe later today. Tom, you know, have Tom. Mm-hmm. He knows the whole board.
Yeah, have Tom set it up. Yeah.
But don't hesitate to go after. You know, ask about the money. You know, the 50
cents. Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I have no, I'm not shy about doing that. I always find that it almost always comes up anyway. I always thought that conversations between two people that don't know each other that well, gravitates towards common ground. And, you know, knowing who I am and knowing who they are, assuming they're, you know, intelligent people, they're gonna know what the common ground is, and it comes up. It's like talking about weather, you know. That's why people talk about weather all the time. It's not that interesting a subject, but it's common. So, good.
All right.
So what's the homework assignment, boss?
Homework assignment. You know what I would love for you guys to do? What I'd really like you to do is I'd like you to build a business plan around the five-star model. Now, I know that sounds more comprehensive than we, you know, usually it's very tactical. But one of the things that I thought about was, look, you know, we spend 3 months getting you ready, up and running with Supernova. You now have the organization piece with the five-star model. My buddy, Dave Mullen, charges $16,000 now to come in and help you build a business plan. All right? He works for his own
Altruist firm.
So why should I, you know, abdicate and have you guys pay him $16,000 when I can teach it to you and have you do it, and you'll get a better business plan out of it by the time you're done, all right? So that's what I would like to each month work on that business plan.
And did we start that?
Hi. I did a 30, 60, 90-day business plan about 2 months ago. Not sure if that's what you're talking about, Rob.
Yeah, but I want to now make it a 3-year plan.
Would it be built off the 30, 60, 90-day business plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are we going to be at the end of this year? And it's going to include, you know, revenues and, you know, production revenues, assets.
Mm.
Okay? It's going to include our marketing efforts. So, Vice President of Planning, where are we going to be at the end of the year and the number of plans done, our percentage of clients that have a plan? Where are we going to be at the end of the next year and then the next year? With the purpose.
Right, so it's really like more of a goals-oriented plan.
Yeah, with the intention of at the end of 3 years, 36 months, we'd like to have doubled the business, double the income of each participant.
All right. I mean, I think I would love to spend at least one call with you then, Rob, reviewing that 60, 90-day business plan. I mean, it was homework. I think you signed it 2 months ago, and I gave it to you before the last month's call. So, I mean, if this is going to be something we're going to build off of, I would love to go through that and get your feedback on it.
Awesome. Yeah.
Can we do that for the next, maybe for the next call?
Let's do that on the next call. That'd be great.
All right. And just for the hell of it, Ken, would you email it to Rob a day before, 2 days before?
Well, if I want to review it beforehand,
send it to me a couple days ahead, what you've done.
You mean review it with us, Ken?
No. I wanted him to review it on his own so he's prepared to go over it with us, you know?
Yeah, that's why I asked you if you could email to him a few days before.
Okay, so not now.
No, before the call.
Will you mind? I can probably find it again. I'm not sure if I printed it.
I don't mind resending it. I've got it at my fingertips.
Okay, yeah, resend it to me. And then why don't you get started saying, okay, by the end of the year, this is where we'd like to be, and just by the end of 24 months, even if you can, go out 36 months and say, okay, where are we? Where are we going to be?
Okay. 12, 24, and 36 months?
Yeah. It's that same kind of, you know, urgent, you know, taking the long-term goals, which are hardly urgent, and moving them back into weekly goals. So we can see the big picture, and then every day, every week, every month, we reflect on how are we doing versus our plan in order to get there. It's not complicated, but, you know, every big company does it really well. No one
right.
in our business does it really well. You say to yourself, let's pretend we got a board of directors to report to, and so we're going to take this very seriously. Here's the net benefit. Here's where I'd like you to go with this. I'd like you to finish it and then take it to your manager and present it. Okay?
Okay.
And then what my intention is, because I'm sick of just doing all new business with new FAs, I'd like you guys to consider when you're done and, you know, when we're up with the 12, you know, we finished our full year, consider renewing, coming to visit me, presenting the business plan, putting our heads together, spending a day together, and then renewing our contract for another year.
Okay.
To me, that would be fabulous for you. It'd be fabulous for me. It'd keep everybody on track. And then, you know, we'd really know each other an awful lot better, which is, I get sick of, you know, when I managed an office, it was a lot of fun because I'd come in every day and see everybody, see them get married, have
right.
these finances, and life was, that made life really rewarding for me. This is not,
yeah.
it's fun, but it's not as rewarding.
No, you start it over again all the time. You don't build it.
And so I'm a jobber kind of, you know, I'm more of a than
right.
I truly am invested in your life, which I like to be. So that's what I decided as part of my business plan, my commitment for the year to the business was I wanted to have fewer, more permanent clients that I work with all the time. So if it makes sense
okay.
to you, you guys.
Yeah, we have we've got work for next week, next month too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Go through on the centers of influence. Keep expand it until it makes sense with different kinds, with commercial realtors, residential realtors, business brokers. Start to get that list. Activated, meet with them, get introduced, and, you know, it's a great way to ask questions. Who do you know that's a business broker in our community? Who do you know? So forth.
Yeah.
So those are great questions to ask your best clients. It's like asking them what charities they're involved in, and I'm thinking about getting more involved in the community. How would you suggest I do that? So the advice model is a great model for anything that you need done. Don't be afraid to ask for advice, and it makes them feel good and makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Okay?
Excellent. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. It was fun. Great. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
All right.
See you later. Bye-bye.
I may duck you on.